WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Does look like a quiet day today, Dan, but what lays ahead?
Yeah, the rest of the week gets pretty busy with our next Arctic blast on the horizon, and we've got some accumulating snow to talk about as well. But today is the quiet, dry weather day of the week. Colder than yesterday. We had some 50s out there yesterday, but today's high is only in the mid-30s, so it will be chilly. Clouds this morning breaking into sunshine later on. Partly cloudy and seasonably cold tonight. Again, quiet. Lows in the 20s. And then tomorrow we'll see some snowflakes move in the morning, changing over to all rain in the afternoon before flipping back to snow tomorrow evening. Highs will be mostly in the 40s tomorrow, so again, it's going to be a wet day, but tomorrow night we could see some snow accumulation, an inch or two for most of the state. Northwestern New Jersey, north of 78, west of 287, could get more, 3 to 5 inches of snow if it stays cold enough. Wednesday, our next blast of Arctic air arrives, gusty wind, temperatures tumbling, we've got some painful wind chills on the way Wednesday night into Thursday. Right now, Toms River 32, Secaucus 29 and Manville 28.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Flu activity has been high across New Jersey in recent weeks, and it's leaving schools scrambling to deal with outbreaks. One school has now canceled classes due to the number of kids infected. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, Clinton Township in Hunterdon County is not only closing down today, they were closed Friday too. All three of the elementary schools and a middle school in the district. That decision came after consultations with the district's physician, county officials, and the state health department, and the schools will be deep cleaned and disinfected. Going forward, says Superintendent Michael Cohn, parents need to take extra care not to send their children to school before fully recovering from the flu. He says kids must be fever-free without taking fever-reducing medication for a full 24 hours, then they can come back. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are a couple of degrees either side of freezing this morning. 20s and 30s on the board. Clouds will hang along the coast this morning. We will see sunshine later. Colder than yesterday, quiet and dry. Highs in the mid-30s. And then late morning snow tomorrow, changing over to rain in the afternoon, but it could change back to snow at night. Dan will sort all of this out for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, plans to raise New Jersey's minimum wage. They will get underway again today at the legislature, despite more concerns about the impact of New Jersey's small business. We'll have details of that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:06, Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are in the 20s and 30s now, and we will warm up a little bit, but it's not going to be as warm as it was yesterday. It'll be a quiet day today. Tomorrow, snow, late morning, will change to rain and then probably flip back to snow in the evening. And Dan is talking about some accumulating snow if it stays cold enough. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. President Trump this morning is raising doubts about whether he can get an acceptable deal on his border wall. He says the odds congressional negotiators will craft a deal to end the standoff with Congress are less than 50-50. Trump tells the Wall Street Journal he doesn't think negotiators will strike a deal that he would accept. He pledges to build a wall anyway, using his executive powers to declare a national emergency if necessary. Plans to raise New Jersey's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024 are due to be considered today by both the Senate and Assembly Appropriations Committees. One angle likely to be discussed is the possible impact on state spending, such as through requiring larger reimbursements for services for the elderly. A father of two missing since last week has been found dead in a North Jersey lake. 37-year-old Jeffrey Vibehall was last seen Thursday afternoon in his Sussex County home. He left his wallet, ID, and cell phone behind. Vernon Township Police recovered his body over the weekend, but they have not given a cause of death. The Garden State has strict laws to punish adults who use minors for prostitution, pornography, and other sexually related activity. But when a raid is carried out by law enforcement, the kids who've been forced to become sex slaves may wind up being arrested themselves and put behind bars with the real criminals. Efforts are now underway to change the system. The case against a tennis instructor charged with kidnapping and sexually assaulting students was just the tip of the iceberg. Prosecutors have now charged Terry Koo's family and a dozen other people, including a bank worker and a massive identity theft ring. They say the 27-year-old Koo was the mastermind leading a scheme that used 120 credit cards to buy $400,000 in merchandise and another $200,000 in cryptocurrency. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Stagnant or declining investments are blamed for New Jersey falling a few spots in a new report that ranks the state's efforts to serve individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Looking at how well state programs serve these individuals, New Jersey comes in 38th among the states in the report released in part by the Anchor Foundation, where Esme Grant Graywall says Jersey has the fifth highest percentage of disabled residents living in state-run institutions.
The goal would be to seek opportunities for those individuals, if they so choose, to live in more integrated community environments than the state facilities.
And only 11% of these working-age individuals are working in competitive employment. The state says most of these stats are 2 years old, and many steps have been taken to improve services over the past year. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:10. A New Jersey teacher remains in a coma after being the victim of a hit-and-run in Linden a week ago, and police still have not found the driver that hit her. 35-year-old Megan Crilly, who teaches second grade in Mountainside, has gone through multiple surgeries. A GoFundMe page has raised tens of thousands of dollars to help cover her medical bills and recovery costs. Police are still looking for the red Jeep Grand Cherokee that fled the scene. 2 weeks ago, Governor Murphy renewed his call for legalizing adult-use marijuana in his State of the State address, citing the potential to increase state revenue through a tax on weed sales. A new survey finds many Jersey CPAs are in agreement with that position.
Nearly 50% survey by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants say legalizing adult-use marijuana
would be a new revenue source for the state, as opposed to trying to go back and hit taxpayers again, hit property taxes, hit the business community.
Executive Director Ralph Albert Thomas says 20% believe legalizing pot would hurt the economy.
They're looking at some of the statistics in other states that increase car accidents, the whole issue of how do you address the individuals in the workforce.
22% say legalizing weed would have no impact on the state's economy. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Discount airline Spirit is currently the only carrier now flying out of Atlantic City. City officials are trying to lure in more. The South Jersey Transportation Authority is now offering up to $140,000 in marketing incentives to any carrier who comes to Atlantic City. Some are skeptical of the move. These incentives have not worked in the past to secure lasting relationships. Several airlines have taken the incentives but only stayed in Atlantic City long enough to use them up and then leave, typically just over a year. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. We have temperatures around the Garden State that are at or below freezing just about everywhere. Bundle the kids up warmly as you send them out to the bus stop this morning. It'll be a quiet, cool day today, but there could be some accumulating snow in our future. That means tomorrow we'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan and then a recap of our top stories next.
Steve Trevelise.
The Sopranos was about a guy, you know, with the same problems as you and I. He just happens to be a mob boss. And that's what made the show so funny. Gabby?
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. This morning, so Dan, I guess quiet today. Can we call it the calm before the storm?
Sure. We've got a pretty, I don't want to call it a big storm tomorrow because much of the state is just going to see minimal snow totals. There could be some bigger accumulations to the northwest. But what the system's going to do is open the door to the Arctic once again. Here comes the polar vortex. Big cool down will take over starting on Wednesday. So today, again, we'll be quiet and dry. There are some clouds along the coast, but we should break into sunshine later on. Now, it will be cooler today compared to yesterday. Yesterday, we had some 50s out there. Today's high is only in the mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, seasonably cold, lows in the 20s. And then tomorrow, here comes that littleish storm system. Some snowflakes in the morning, changing over to steady rain in the afternoon, then flipping back to snow tomorrow evening. Now, highs will be mostly in the 40s. That's why this is going to be a wet day. But tomorrow night, there could be some snow accumulation. I'm thinking an inch or two possible throughout much of the state, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Now, northwestern New Jersey, the cold spot in the state, could get upwards of 3 to 5 inches if it stays cold enough for the duration here. So could be a little bit messy at times as that snow falls and accumulates. By Wednesday, the snow is gone, but the Arctic air is back. Gusty wind 40 to 60 miles an hour will push temperatures downward. So we tumble from the upper 20s Wednesday morning into the single digits Wednesday night. And of course, we have to talk about that wind chill. 10 below zero, that is dangerous cold Wednesday night into Thursday morning. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning. I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, flu activity is high across much of New Jersey and Hunterdon County. Schools have been closed for days. They'll be closed again today. Lawmakers plan to advance New Jersey's hike in the minimum wage. There is more concern about how it may impact small business. In sports, Knicks lose to Miami at the Garden. Number 14, the Rutgers women beat Penn State in college hoops. And Jamal Adams of the Jets wins defensive MVP at the Pro Bowl. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. It is pretty cold out there, 20s and 30s, and we only top out in the mid-30s today. Certainly colder than yesterday, but it'll be a quiet, dry weather day. Some clouds this morning breaking into sunshine later on. We've got some snow and rain on the way for tomorrow. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
All Jersey, all the time.
Cracked me up all day. I can't stop listening.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Monday morning in the Great Garden State. We have temperatures that are starting out of the 20s and 30s now. We won't warm up much today, but we will see a little bit of sunshine around. Tomorrow is the concern, where meteorologist Dan Zarrow says we could see some late morning snow change over to rain in the afternoon and flip back to snow in the evening. And we could see an inch or two of accumulation, maybe more, depending on where the temperatures finally settle. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The mayor of Newark is calling on the public to come forward to help solve the shooting that wounded four girls and women, one critically, during a candlelight vigil in his city. Mayor Ross Baraka is also announcing a reward of up to $50,000. The victims range in age from 16 to 20. They were shot Saturday at a vigil near where a stolen SUV crashed into a home Friday. Two teenage boys were found dead inside that vehicle. It'll be the L.A. Rams and the New England Patriots in this year's Super Bowl, which comes up on Sunday. It is expected to be a super bonanza for betting establishments in the Garden State.
According to Neva Pryor of the Jersey Council on Compulsive Gambling, $4.7 billion was bet illegally last year, and
this year we're particularly concerned as sports betting is now legal. We know that more people, even those who probably didn't traditionally gamble, may gamble on the big game.
She says gambling for some people has been a problem for decades.
But now it's easier to get to. They don't have to go anywhere. They can just sit in their living room and place a bet.
She adds anyone who's worried about betting can call 1-800-GAMBLER. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Virginia authorities plan to return a 21-year-old man to Louisiana to face charges of the weekend shooting deaths of his parents and three others there. Officials say Dakota Thero drove after the shootings to a relative's home in Virginia, where deputies intercepted him and took him into custody without incident. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. An annual songwriting contest returns for its 15th year in New Jersey, inviting high school students to shout down drugs.
That is the name of the competition backed by the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. Online submissions are being accepted now through Friday, with online voting beginning February 15th. Partnership Executive Director Angelo Valenti says teens gain a tremendous amount of insight by participating.
It's really a wonderful opportunity for young people to really be peer leaders and to send an important message to their peers.
In 15 years, Valenti estimates about 1 million people have heard at least one of these anti-drug songs. In May, winners of the online voting will play at a concert at Rutgers in New Brunswick, with the top three finishers, as determined by a panel of judges, getting music contracts worth thousands of dollars. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:26. We have temperatures this morning in the 20s and 30s. We won't warm up much, but you will see the sunshine in parts of the Garden State today. But we are bracing for what could be some accumulating snow for tomorrow. Dan will have more on that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour. Also coming up on the half hour, will more schools wind up closing because of flu outbreaks? And we'll update business news next. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Shares rose in Asia today after President Trump temporarily reopened the government last week. Japan was the main regional outlier as the Nikkei lost. Muted reaction in U.S. markets to Friday's news that a deal was reached to reopen the government for at least 3 weeks. Talks aimed at resolving the impasse over Chinese tech ambitions and other issues are due to resume in Washington later this week. Stocks did close higher on Wall Street Friday. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichal is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.